Volatile air freight rates are reality as fuel prices go sky high. Other factors such as ongoing COVID-19 restrictions place a huge question mark over freight recovery and fears of yet another false dawn for Asia. Surging jet fuel prices are the latest disruptor to global air cargo markets, with surcharges more than doubling overall freight costs. The situation is particularly gloomy for Asia, which was usually vibrant in terms of outlook. According to the International Air Transport Association, IATA, global jet fuel prices in mid-May were up 126.8% year-on-year, inflating the collective global fuel bill for airlines this year to a forecast US$120.1 billion. Rising costs are dampening the return of passenger capacity, according to the May DHL Air Freight Market Update, which notes that high prices for the fuel are a factor in the already slow belly capacity recovery and are a factor adding to the high rates. Related articles: Air Freight State of the Industry, May 2022. Find out the latest developments of the global air freight market in this monthly analysis by DHL Global Forwarding. However, in Asia, it is COVID-19 travel restrictions in particular which continue to weigh most heavily on chances of a bounce back in belly hold options. Willie Walsh, Director General of IATA, told delegates at the Changi Aviation Summit hosted in Singapore in May that while international travel in 2021 had shrunk to a quarter of that in 2019, the first quarter of this year had seen it climb to 48%, compared to the same quarter in 2019. But Asia is a different story. Indeed, in some parts of the world, including Europe, North America, and Latin America, the recovery has reached around 60%, Walsh said. Regrettably, Asia continues to lag the recovery in 2021. International travel was only at 7% of where we were in 2019. And although it's improved to 17% in the first quarter of this year, there is still a long way to go. And to put it into context, international travel within this region, one of the biggest and most important international markets in the world, is only at 6% of where it was in 2019. Walsh went on to call for a change in COVID-19 policies that stymied trade and travel, particularly in China. As the heavy demand for shipping increases, border reopening is essential to increase the much-needed capacity. Related articles: continued Shanghai lockdown poses a huge question for cargo backlog. The supply chain challenge lies in whether it is ready to cope with the likely upswing. Lockdowns and travel restrictions related to COVID-19 were part of the reason why global air cargo capacity was 16% lower in May this year versus the same month in 2019, with belly hold capacity still 21% below pre-COVID-19 levels, according to the latest DHL update. Month-on-month capacity levels are still fluctuating due to recent service disruptions, flight cancellations and reroutings, especially on many intra-Asia routes which were previously part-supported by seasonal or scheduled passenger flights. Asia-Pacific outbound flight cancellations are also still common, especially in China, while the closure of airspace due to war in Ukraine is adding to pressure on alternate trade lanes as cargo is rerouted. Essentially, capacity and demand are out of sync. Even though demand growth has softened and factory closures and/or truck bans are stopping lots of cargo reaching airports and ports, we are still in a capacity-constrained environment, said Kelvin Leung, CEO, DHL Global Forwarding Asia Pacific. The upshot of this capacity crunch and rising fuel costs is that even as economic forecasts are downgraded and stock markets tumble on a cocktail of fiscal policy tightening, food insecurity, war in Europe and inflation, air cargo prices have remained at historically high levels on many key lanes. Easing demand pressure has allowed for some measure of debottlenecking and some anecdotal reports of air-to-ocean conversion, said a report for the Baltic Exchange by Bruce Chan, director and senior analyst, Global Logistics and Future Mobility Equity Research at Stifel. However, there have been few signs of respite in global air cargo prices, which remains elevated relative to 2021 on Asian origin lanes. Related articles: Ukraine war impacts ocean freight, but limited to European region. Global factors, including further COVID-19 restrictions in China, will continue to put a damper on the supply chain. On Asia to Europe lanes, rates in April from Hong Kong and from Shanghai were still 30% and 70% higher, respectively, than the same period in 2021, according to Chan. This is relatively higher compared with rates to North America, which rose 13% and 27% year-on-year, respectively. All eyes are currently on when and how China might lift lockdowns. In May, more than 40 Chinese cities and over 300 million people were subject to strict COVID-19 shutdowns, according to Nomura, and most economic indicators for China have tumbled. Analysts have been comparing China's reopening to taking a cork out of a bottle of freight. We are hearing more positive messages on Chinese policy, and we are hopeful that we will see some of these backlogs starting to be cleared and return to more normal operations out of Asia in June and July, said Leung. But it is a volatile market at the moment, and hopes of a potential rush of cargo, both inbound to factories desperate for subcomponents, and exports still sitting in storage, are in place. However, we have found more than one false dawn during these extraordinary times, so any optimism is tempered by the possibility that more COVID-19 outbreaks could lead to a further tightening of policy, cautioned Leung.